In every family, there's often that one person who sort of gets left out. The family of the Blessed Trinity has one of those. It's the Holy Spirit. When dealing with quasi-Christian religious groups such as Jehovah's Witnesses, many of us are equipped to defend the divinity of Jesus. But very seldom are we ready to give a reason for our belief in the divinity of the Holy Spirit. But no more. Enough is enough. So, let's look at the evidence. Consider 1 Corinthians 2:11, where Paul says, "No one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." How can the Spirit comprehend the infinite thoughts of God unless He's also infinite? If the Holy Spirit is omniscient, well then, He's equal to God. Another example is Acts 5:1-4. Here, Peter rebukes Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit, but then a few sentences later says they lied to God. How can lying to the Holy Spirit be the same as lying to God unless the Holy Spirit is God? We also can look at Hebrews 10:15-17, where the text quotes God's promise of a new covenant in Jeremiah 31:31-33, but prefaces it by saying the Holy Spirit also bears witness, saying. Notice God's words are the Holy Spirit's words. Clearly, the Bible teaches the Holy Spirit is God. So, the Holy Spirit no longer has to be the forgotten family member when we're evangelizing. With verses like these, we can give reason why we profess Him to be the Lord and Giver of life. If you want to learn more about this topic and others like it, visit our website at Catholic.com. For Catholic Answers, I'm Carlo Broussard. Thanks for watching.